Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello. Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're very excited to be speaking to Mara Glazer about how to launch a program or membership and create sales spikes throughout that launch and not just at the end.
Now, I know at the end of this episode, you're going to be dying to talk more about it, ask questions, get involved and figure out how you can apply all of this to whatever it is that you are doing. And that's why we'd love to invite you to come and hang out in our online group. It's called the Email Marketing Show Community. It's on Facebook. It's full of thousands of other small business owners, just like us and you, all talking about email marketing and list building and everything that goes along with it every single day. So if that sounds like your bag, just head over to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show Community. You can request to join. It's totally free. We'll get you approved probably the same day and you can start joining in these conversations and actually keep this conversation from this episode going. Just go and search for the Email Marketing Show Community.
His face is all over a giant pineapple and a superhero. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he bought some new sunglasses that he almost never wears even when it's sunny. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
Okay, giant pineapples, superheroes, what the hell?
To be honest, I nicked this fact and you could have had this as well.
I'm fucking raging, honestly.
So we were speaking at an event last year, and we were given as speakers, all the speakers were given a giant cuddly toy-type pineapple with their faces on it, where the top of the pineapple would be, where the pineapple's face would be if pineapples had faces. And then just the other day, Michelle on our team randomly asked for our addresses and sent us both the same thing, but it was a superhero with the faces on. I'm going to say the superhero is more flattering.
It is slightly more flattering. It's them pecs. I've always wanted pecs. Just like that.
Yes. Did you, when you were a kid, did everyone in your school called sunglasses sunnies in like a really kind of...
Your sunnies. We definitely never said shades. Like, I think shades wasn't a thing. Maybe that was an American thing. I don't know, your shades. I don't know. The thing was with my sunglasses is I got these really nice sunglasses. In fact, you were there when I bought... Did we both buy sunglasses at the sunglasses?
We did. We were at the airport, and we thought we were attracted by the zero tax.
Yeah, we were attracted by... I'm always attracted by the zero tax. And so I got these lovely... the Ray-Ban, I don't know, some brand. Anyway, I was a victim of the brand. Whacked them, I thought, they're great. And every time I've come to put them on, I've thought, that's good... But I can't see because I need prescription glasses. So they're complete. So I can put sunglasses on and be able to see because the sun's not in my eyes, but I can't see because I can't see.
The answer is, honestly, mate, and you'll look the dog's bollocks with these, just pop them over your normal glasses. Everyone's going to think you're really cool and then you'll be able to see.
Yeah, I look really amazing there with me sunnies on top of me glasses. Hello, we're a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who love giving course creators, coaches and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero in your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday. Every Email Marketing Wednesday we're here. So make sure you don't miss out on a single episode by hitting the subscribe button. Otherwise, you'll wake up one Thursday and go, oh, for fuck's sake, it was Email Marketing Wednesday yesterday. I've missed it. So hit subscribe now and you will not forget next week because we'll download to your phone all dreamy-like.
As you're listening to this, actually, snap a quick selfie or a screenshot of this podcast episode. We love to see which episodes have drawn your attention, which ones you're listening to. Then share it on Instagram and tag us at Rob and Kennedy, and we will share it to our Instagram, of course, give you a bit of viral love. And that's quite enough calls to action for the start of one episode.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get into the episode.
I mean, you can't believe we're talking one of the world's leading copywriters, literally like one of the world's leading copywriters. And we've done about 300 calls to action. Rule 101 of copywriting. One call to action. Rob, we've got Mara Glazer in the wings, dying to get a word in edgeways, and we're dying to hear what she's got to share with us. But one of these three things is true. Full disclaimer, two of these are BS, and I've made them up about 5 minutes ago. So, straight face from Mara. Rob, one of these three things is, I promise, true about Mara.
Okay.
Did she hike Angel's Landing, which is one of the most dangerous hikes in the USA? Or, to this day, does she still hold the record for the most push-ups at Boca Raton High School? Or did she win a tire-flipping contest in 2020? One of those three things is true.
So, I think I've got it. The first one, you Googled dangerous hike or something similar, and that one came up. Right. I know Mara lives in Florida, and it's pronounced Boca Raton, and you messed up the pronunciation, and that makes me think that you've read that one rather than making it up, or that could be a double bluff. Mm. And I can't remember what the last one was because I was too busy thinking about Boca Raton. So
the
I'm
last
gonna say,
one was won a tire flipping contest in 2020.
I'm going to say it's the second one about push-ups at Boca Raton High School.
Mara Glazer, which one of those three things is true?
Well, I can't do a push-up to save my life, so it was climbing Angel's Landing, one
yes!
of the most famous hikes in the country.
Yes!
good guess, my friend.
The logic was sound, to be fair. The logic was sound.
It was sound.
I did Google high schools in Orlando just to make sure that I had the bluff on the... Why did you end up hiking Angel's Landing then? Was that just for the fun of it?
One of my best friends, Chris, somehow convinced me to do it, but he didn't tell me it was one of the most dangerous until we were on the plane ride there. So I was already kind of committed.
Oh, that sounds awful. You get the top of that and you're like, sorry, Chris, this is not a good idea. I love it.
I didn't look down the whole way to the top. Honestly, the only reason I know what it looks like is because I saw the video that he took by the time.
Oh my God. Just on the edge all the way. Are you like just on the verge of death at all points?
Kind of, but most people who've died actually, unfortunately, either died taking a selfie of themselves while they were hiking it, or they pushed over their significant other, and that's how
they've pushed over their friend Chris for making them come on the hike. Is that why they?
Maybe I should have.
That is harsh and fun. I like it. So, Mara, one of the things what you do is you obviously write copy day in, day out. You live and breathe copy. That's the thing you've been doing. I mean, since forever, really. You live and breathe it, right? And I know one of the things you help people do is launch programs, memberships, and you help them launch courses and whatever it is, coaching programs. And one of the things we were talking about just before we hit record was the fact that people tend to like rely on, oh, well, I'll just make a shit ton of sales at the very end. Like on that last day, I'll hedge me bets and I'll just wait for the last day sales to roll in, don't they?
They absolutely do. I mean, most people think that when the cart closes is like their big moment to make a whole bunch of sales. And that is true. And at the same time, if you get really smart with something that I call copy choreography, you can actually create sales spikes throughout the launch of a membership or a program or whatever it is that you're selling.
I love it. I love that idea of copy choreography. It's like doing copy while doing jazz hands.
I love the term, this idea of like, because I think with anything like a launch or any kind of promotion, there's a real thing about making sure that you get all the right bits in all the right places, which is obviously what choreography effectively is if it's reduced to its to a not great way of wording it. So I'm really interested to dig into this.
Yeah,
I love it. So let's talk about what we mean by that then. So what would a typical way you'd start putting this together look like? If let's say we're going to just take, for example, launch a membership. I mean, obviously, everybody who's listening who's got a coaching program or a course, take the same thing. But just so we can keep this really streamlined and have a conversation about, if we're going to launch a membership, how are we going to start choreographing this launch?
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to think about the right sequencing of events that need to happen and in what order, in order to create sales spikes throughout the campaign. And so when it comes to a membership, for example, there's a couple different opportunities that I like to create when I'm sitting down and I'm brainstorming my copy choreography, which is really the first step of any time I'm creating an email campaign or any type of media campaign, as I sit down and I figure out what's going to happen first, second, third, fourth, and so on. And so one of the things that I really like to do is build anticipation first before the cart even opens. And so one of the ways that I like to do that specifically with the membership is by creating a priority notification list where people can sign up to find out first when the doors are going to open for the membership. And when they do that, and then they actually join the membership, possibly as a founding member, which is what we typically do, they get a really awesome, sexy bonus for doing that. And that's one of the first ways to create a sales spike is you're giving people the opportunity to sign up first and also get this really awesome bonus and get grandfathered into a wonderful price. So that's
This is amazing. Let's go into the details of this, Mara, because so we've got our whole list. Let's say we've got, I'm going to make a number up. Let's say we've got 10,000 people. We bang an email out to 10,000 people saying, hey, I'm going to be launching this thing. How blindly are they signing up to the notification list? How sold are they on what the membership is, the pricing? Is any of that included at the point of signing up for an early bird notification, or is it more blind?
Yeah. So typically what we do is we tell them what is included in the membership. And we don't tell them the exact price, but we tease the price. So right. For example, I'm actually working on a campaign like this right now that we're trying to turn around super quick and launch January 1st. So what we're doing is we're telling them that they can join and get grandfathered in at the founding member price, which is less than a casual dinner out with their best friend. So it kind of teases that it's affordable and it's inexpensive. It's going to start out at $37. But we don't tell them the exact price, but they do know exactly everything that they are going to get. And a big part of it is making sure that bonus is so sexy that they want to sign up for priority notification because they want to get that hot bonus.
So you're selling the bonus harder than the actual product, would you say? Are you sort of lifting the bonus up sort of on a pedestal?
Yes, for that first group of people who sign up for priority notification, we do.
I like this idea of sort of almost categorizing the price of the thing. So it's less than a dinner for two versus it's less than if it was going to be like $1,000 a month starting price, then you can rank that very differently. And it at least draws in the right kind of people who are at the right kind of phase. So there's a different level of intent then when somebody comes in, even if they don't know it's $39 a month or whatever, they know the ballpark of it. So I think that's really valuable. Just to time frame this, where does this sit in relation to when you know it's going to go live? So when are you starting to draw people in to sign up for notifications in comparison to when the early bird notifications will go out in comparison to when the real cart opens?
Yeah, it's about 2 to 3 weeks is the time frame that you want to kind of promote this priority notification list. We've done launches in the past as well where we have released content out that also teases the membership in that period of time. So what we'll do is we'll brainstorm certain video topics that really set us up well and position us well to sell the membership. We'll drip those out over the 2 to 3 weeks. Each video sits on its own page with opt-in underneath of it to sign up for priority notification as well. So we're promoting it that way, promoting it to the email list, promoting it on social media, text, all the things as you guys I know do because I see it.
Okay, that's awesome. So they're on the list now, and then how long do you leave them on the list before you then say, hey, the early bird is open? I want to know that bit first, then I've got another question, I think.
Yeah, so they get a heads up to let them know that the doors are opening. And so that's a 1 day heads up once the doors are opening, and then the doors open and we allow for them to sign up and get this priority notification bonus over a course of 3 days. So that bonus goes away after the third day. And it's only promoted to them. So whoever signs up for priority notification, they find out that the doors open first, they can get the bonus. And before it gets released to everybody else, that bonus isn't available later.
Love it. So my follow-up question is, and this is, I think, always going to be a sticky situation, dead curious to hear how you guys do it. What do you do with the people? Do you keep in touch with them at all between the time when they join the notification list and when you say, hey, tomorrow we're going to open it up? Like, there could be some dead time of maybe a few days if you're doing it a few weeks in advance. How do you keep them hot? How do you keep them eager and excited rather than going cold?
Yeah. So those videos that I talked about that we send out to the whole entire audience to invite them to sign up for the priority notification list, we just send them those same videos too, because those videos are also designed to lead up to the sale of the membership. We just send them anyway. They're already opted in.
I love that. Easy. That's really good, because you don't have you've got enough stuff to do in a launch. And if they've got like a dual purpose, I love that. Okay, so we've created this initial spike. People are excited about this sexy bonus. They've got 3 days. It goes away. Countdown timers. All the usual stuff that we all do as marketers. Wonderful stuff. Now it's 3 days. That bonus has gone away. What's the next step of the journey?
Yeah. So now we open up the cart to everybody in the community, whether they signed up for the priority notification list or not. Now, if they signed up for the priority notification list, but they did not buy during that priority notification period, then they still get the membership promoted to them, but the bonus is now off the table. So it's now open to anybody who wants to join at the special founding members price point. I found that like $37 is like a really good price point, but of course there's memberships that are less and there's memberships that are more. And also a really important part of this is that like the membership offer has to be super sexy. Like you've got to make sure it's like a really awesome membership. So not only is the price point of the founding members price going to help you sell it and create that sales spike, like actually having a really amazing program is going to be very helpful too.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so now we open the cart, and now it's a free-for-all. Everyone's coming in at the founding price, let's say that lower price of, say, $37 a month to begin with. And now what happens after
that? And I'd love to know as part of that, how long is left now between, like, the doors open now? How long do you wait before the next event, if you want to call it that, the next occurrence, and what is it?
So the $37 price point promotional period is open for a week for 7 days.
Nice.
And the people in the audience who are on the email list will receive 2 emails a day for the first 5 days. They'll receive 3 emails on the 6th day and 4 emails on the 7th day. And we use our copy choreography skills to lean into some of the messaging at the end that speaks to 48 hours left, 24 hours left. Today is the last day, 6 hours left, 2 hours left, 1 hour left. And you know the whole story. And so that's what that period of time looks like. In addition to email, we also promote to them via text if the client has access to a marketable text list of their community, social media, TikTok, Instagram, and things like that.
Love it. Okay. So it's been open for 7 days now to the public at this founding price. And then what do you do at that point? Do you just whack the price up and say, hey, there's a new price? Do you close enrollment? What's the next event in this sequence?
So we close enrollment. So everyone in the community thinks that this is their last chance to be able to join right now and get the founding member price. But we end up opening the cart again the very next day using the reasoning that we got a lot of people emailing in saying, hey, for whatever reason, I forgot to sign up. Life got in the way. So we caved and we decided to open up the cart for one more week. But we want to make good on our promise to honor the founding member price point. So what we do for that next period of time, which is also 7 days, is we bump up the price so they can still get in the program and they can still get the regular bonuses. They can't get the priority notification bonus. They can still get the regular bonuses, but it's going to cost them a little bit more than everybody else every single month. And so that creates a second, actually a third opportunity for us to sell the membership leading up to the cart closing again for a final period for this launch. And same for the $37 promotional period. At the end of the $47 promotional period, which is what we typically like to do for a price point, we lean into the cart is closing, 48 hours left, 24 hours left, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. So I mean, I think it's really important. If you are going to do a reopening, there has to be what we call consequences. There has to be consequences for the people who didn't take action over the people who did take action. Because we do need to always take care of the people who took action in the early bird, the super early bird offer, which is in this case $37 a month. So now we're at $47 a month. 7 days later, we're going to close the cart. Is that the end of the promotion, or something else going to happen?
Typically, it is the end of the promotion. We just did a membership launch recently where we extended it just a little bit. It was actually it was a perfect example because the email list size for this company was 10,000 people, which was the number that you threw out at the beginning as the example. And we got 522 new members in that first period. And then what we decided to do was take one small portion of the membership program and offer it to everybody in their community that didn't say yes to it at the $37 price point, the $47 price point. So just give them this one snippet of it for $7 per month. And they got several hundred more members for that one little piece, something nice. They're already creating for the bigger membership. It's like no extra work on their end and just extra money in their bank account.
So it's like, it's literally a downsell. And I'm guessing once people take that offer, the $7, almost like a splinter kind of level of membership, like a small micro membership, is there an immediate upsell from that? Is that something you sort of get involved in, or is that actually when you hand it over?
There should be an immediate upsell. That wasn't part of what we created for this particular client, but there very well could be.
Yeah, sure. I love it. I think it's really important that whenever we look at these launches, we look at, I love that word, choreographer, you know, doing this choreography of reasons to act now. And some of the ones we use, and I know we were talking before this and you've used as well, is you might introduce like a 24-hour special bonus midway through the main price and go, hey, if you join the next 24 hours and everybody who's already joined, you're going to get this, but it goes away at midnight tonight or whatever the time's going to be. So finding those reasons to mail, but not just reasons to mail, but really compelling, solid reasons to act now, not to wait until the very end of the promotion, I think are absolutely, absolutely massive. And obviously it works really, really well for your clients.
Yeah, it does. It does. And we have another launch coming up soon. I'm hoping it works very well for that one too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just do a quick final like reminder summary, beginning to end, without us interrupting you. If you could just give us quick timelines and events from beginning to end, that would be really cool.
Okay, let's do it. So the first thing that we do is we are announcing to the audience of the person who's the subject matter expert that we're about to open the doors to this membership, and you have the opportunity to sign up for the priority notification list. We do that with videos that lead to that. And we also do that with just blatant messaging that says, hey, sign up for the priority notification list. Okay. So then we give that priority notification list a heads up and we let them know that we're about to open the cart. We do then open the cart for 3 days. There's a special bonus during that time period for those people who buy during that priority notification time period. And then from there, we open up the cart to everybody. That priority notification bonus goes away. The price is now a low price of whatever you want it to be, in our case, usually $37. And then that is open for 7 days. And then we close the cart and then we say, just kidding, we're opening the cart again. And now you can join for $47, which is typically what we charge. And then we close the cart.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, if you just look at the way it goes through, and if you're not comfortable with the just kidding thing, because that for me, it feels a little bit wrong for us. But the way if you're thinking, oh, that doesn't really suit with me, that's cool. You've got to just figure out the way that works for you. And that's what this is about. That's what Mara does with her clients, works out what suits them and their style. We do that with our stuff, and we should all be doing that with our stuff.
I think there's a dead easy thing to say. Rather than just word it as this offer is closing, this offer is absolutely going away, this price will never be available again, and all those things.
It's the early bird price that's closing. That's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why you can be forgiven for reopening and say, cool, we're closing down the 37 founding members offer. It's closing down on Sunday at midnight. Ba 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 ba. It's closed. Great. Next day. Awesome. We had a bunch of people contact us, because you will have, saying, I didn't get in. But don't worry, the platform is not closed. You can still get in for 47. Here's the thing. But we are going to, I mean, one of the things we said when we first launched our membership, the League of Email Marketing Heroes, we said we wish we had, when we launched, closed it for a month after first launching, just to let the dust settle. Let us figure out what the hell we were doing, really, because we were like, oh, we've got to turn up to this and we've got to have that. We've got that. You've got a lot of stuff to figure out. You want to lean into your members and understand them when you first launch a thing. So closing off the standard price, that 47 that you were talking about, Mara, is again another good reason to close the cart, to say, look, it's a new membership, we're going to close the registration. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Is there anything, any little details that we've missed out on that you think are important? I think we covered everything, but anything you can think of?
No, I think we covered everything as well. I mean, I just really want to reiterate that the offer's got to be a really sexy offer, and that's a really important part of the success of a campaign like this is making sure the offer delivers on everything that it promises and that it's packaged and positioned in a very sexy way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always say, you know, if you throw lots of ads towards a turd, you're just showing lots of people a turd at the end of the day. So it's got to be good. It's got to be sexy. It's got to convert. Absolutely. I love it. Okay, let's get into this week's
subject line of the week.
Okay, Mara, you send a million emails a second. That's what you guys do over in your business. So a subject line that's worked really, really well for you.
Yeah, so one of the best performing subject lines that we've used in regards to open rates has been the email subject line, saw this on Facebook and thought of you. Saw this on Facebook and thought of you. And there's a couple reasons why I think it worked so well. So one is that it sounds like something that one of your friends would send you. And so I found that subject lines that are written in a more personal way usually get a higher open rate. The second thing is it kind of has a bit of intrigue and mystery about it. Like if you receive that, you're like, well, what did you see? And what about that made you think of me? And so saw this on Facebook and thought of you. And it works really well if in the email, you actually share something that you saw on Facebook or use that as a starting hook to then lead into your message.
Amazing. That's this week's
subject line of the week.
Love it. Mara, listen, this has been amazing. What a really interesting campaign structure to dig into. If people want to find out more about you and what you're doing and all of the everything else, tell us, where do we go?
Thank you. So you can go to my website, maraglaser.com. On that site, you can find access to some free email templates that you can use to send to your list and fill your calendar up with sales calls, plus a whole bunch of other ways that you can reach us if you maybe want to work together. So maraglaser.com.
Amazing. Links to that, of course, in the show notes, folks. But it's pretty easy, maraglaser.com, to get it over to. Mara, thanks so much for coming and hanging out. It's always good to hang out with you and chatting and throwing ideas around. And thanks for sharing so much of this stuff. Amazing stuff. Mara Glazer, everybody. Awesome. Folks, we're going to be here next week, by the way, right? So make sure you hit the big subscribe button on your podcast player, because we'll download a brand new episode of this show again next week. And we'll do it all over again with more banter about email marketing. We'll see you then.